to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The crypto terrestrial version of Chris is not here anymore. We have Micah Hanks and Scotty Roberts. I want to believe.
You do?
I don't know if I want to believe. I just want to know what the truth is.
No, you don't.
I don't?
No. No, it's not. I like that, Scotty. That's a really excellent, excellent definition. Big S versus small S skeptic. It's wonderful. We have some posters at the Paracast that fall into those categories. Yes, well, they do.
And I think that's
been my experience. And sorry, Micah. That's just been my experience when I see skepticism at play. And by the way, the same skeptics that will denounce guys like you, Chris, and Micah, and everybody here that's written books and put out books, all you're just doing that to make money off of an idea by duping people with false information. However, yeah. You don't see much different from the skeptical side either, do you? They throw their conferences and write their books and halt, rake their dough in. I happen to see Michael Shermer on a Larry King an older recording where they had, I think they had some of the Apollo astronauts and some a bunch of other paranormal guys on there. There's like 12 guys on the show. And that was where I said, this is where the big S and small S skeptic came from, because I watched Michael Shermer on that show and he didn't say much of substance to anything. His response was always, he'd lean into his mic and say, no, it isn't. And that was about it. And to me, that is not a cogent answer to any question of anything that might have some kind of esoteric quality to it.
I think what that also begins to show is that there is very much an ideological component to skepticism. You know, and there are a lot of skeptical writers that I read and that I follow. One of them is Sharon Hill, and she had written the other day a critique where she said that paranormal believers tend less to go and read skeptical reviews of phenomena that, you know, people who follow the unexplained would go and read. They may go read at their favorite paranormal website about something or in their favorite book by their favorite paranormal author, but they're not going to go and look at a skeptical perspective of that. Well, quite the contrary, I do. I read it from both sides. And as a matter of fact, I'm holding in my hands right now a copy of The Skeptic's Dictionary by Robert Todd Carroll. I bought this book because I try to do what maybe a lot of other researchers don't, and I do try and take it for both sides. And what I find Mr. Carroll has to say about UFOs, I could not disagree with more, because I think that fundamentally what we see is that when a person is trying to create a, and I just use UFOs as an example, but when they try to create a logical argument against something, but they are predisposed toward disbelief, you will see that they will interpret information in a way that differs from maybe what the facts are actually putting forth. For instance, what Mr. Carroll says in his book and on his website, which I believe is skeptic.org or .com, but Mr. Carroll says that UFOs, for instance, were disproven when the Condon Committee had already deemed, and he says, for some reason, believers today can't seem to accept that the Condon Committee and other scientists since have said flatly, there's no scientific merit to the further study of UFOs. Now, while that is a true statement, and of course it's been argued by ufologists for years, that point, and whether that is a fair assessment, I think that what Carroll does with that is he uses that to prop up his argument and says, see, scientific establishments have said there's no reason to continue studying UFOs. He fails to address the fact that even the Condon Committee said, while there are some UFO reports that remain unexplained. And furthermore, taking it completely out of context, I think, as Carroll has done, he misses also that the Condon Committee was saying that while there may be instances where there are valid unexplained phenomena, we cannot justify essentially wasting resources on studying UFOs. Now, I disagree with that, but nonetheless, I think that that is what the Condon Committee had determined. And yes, they were obviously dismissive toward the UFO subject. Then, of course, the Ministry of Defense and their UFO files essentially, you know, show that there was a similar determination made that, well, maybe there's something going on, but we can't keep wasting resources and time chasing this phenomenon that is always one step ahead of us. And of course, there's a tendency to be skeptical toward most reports, but there is a minority of instances, I think, in both cases, whether it be Blue Book, whether it be the Ministry of Defense research into UFOs, where we begin to see that, yes, there were some instances that remain unexplained. We don't see that as proof of anything maybe in particular, but it is nonetheless evidence of something. When we see skeptics using an ideological standpoint against UFOs and using those kinds of sources as proof that the scientific community renounces all UFO reports, that's not exactly what's being said, and it reveals to me that there is a very strong ideological component to the skeptic versus believer argument, and a person who wants to believe, whether disbelief or actual belief, well, despite their position, they can make an argument to support that position.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more, Mike. I think that's a really important point. And it's one that I've been making for years here on the show, and that is you can't accept somebody's opinion at face value. You have to do your own research. You have to make up your own mind and become educated about the subject. When you talk about the Condon Report, or in the case of the cattle mutilation, debunking basically the Kenneth Rommel report. Both of these men went into their investigative process with their minds made up, and they basically made statements, both of them, prior to the actual studies being conducted, that they were going to put an end to all this. They were going to find out that this is, they already obviously had a foregone conclusions, which they then set about putting their best case forward. But as you, I think, very insightfully have pointed out, the skeptics conveniently forget and fail to mention or are very selective in leaving out the fact that there is a true mystery that at least deserves to be studied. Maybe government funding in their eyes isn't the way to go. But I think this selectivity that you see in the skeptical community does itself a disservice, because I think it pushes the conversation, it polarizes the conversation too much. I think everyone has an obligation to be skeptical and not dive into this true believer mindset of, well, this makes sense to me. It rings true to me, so therefore it must be real and I'll believe it. I think we all owe it to ourselves to become as up to speed and do the research and really come up with, I think an intelligent conclusion in our own minds instead of just, lock, stock belief or lock, stock disbelief.
One thing here, Chris, and this is going back to the years of Project Blue Book. The Air Force's excuse was, well, if we had more information on those unexplained, which were over 20% at the time, if we had more information, we could come to a conclusion. But they also had a separate category for insufficient data. So if you feel that it's lacking information, stick it in the other category. Don't present that as an excuse not to investigate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I think that something else that people often overlook today, again, in relation to UFOs, is the fact that, yeah, there were categories back then for things that could not be explained. Now, by definition, an unidentified flying object entails something that is an object apparently of, it may not always be of technological origin, because we can, make exceptions for things like ball lightning and other atmospheric phenomena. But a lot of people say, well, are there government organizations that still look into that and that they're open about that? I've got a book that is just about to come out called The Ghost Rockets, in which I mention what is called the Aviation Safety Reporting System, which is actually maintained. It's a database maintained online, open, available to the public, maintained by NASA. There's so much jargon in a lot of the reports that are collected. What I'd gone into the book or into the database looking for, along with an associate of mine, was we were trying to find reports of what appeared to be torpedoes, missiles, rockets, projectiles, and things like that. We certainly found a number of them, which I detail in the book. But what's interesting, too, is that with the jargon that's present in a lot of the reports, and me not being, of course, a trained aviation professional, I decided to go and download the key from their website that makes the, translates, if you will, the various different kinds of terms, designations, acronyms, and things like that are utilized. And they're among the list of different acronyms that are utilized in the reports for sake of brevity. You find UFO. And the reason why is because pilots do see unidentified flying objects. And the Aviation Safety Reporting System actually documents a number of those anonymous reports, but nonetheless reports by experienced pilots, where they have seen unidentifiable craft, some of which we mention in the book. So, again, it's a fascinating thing to me. But, yes, I think that government still looks for and has to classify certain things as unknown, because pilots do see things that are unknown. Blue Book, they were doing it then. And, of course, NASA, if you want to consider RS a part of NASA, and it is, they're still doing that to an extent today because people see things they can't explain.
We have to explain this, and you'll find out why in a moment. We have Scotty Roberts, Micah Hanks with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Micah Hanks and we have Scotty Roberts, both written some fascinating, fascinating books. So, for example, one of the latest titles from Scott Allen Roberts is The Secret History of the Reptilians, with all sorts of subtitles there. And the one that Micah has written most recently, The UFO Singularity, with, again, a very, very long subtitle. Both are involved in the second annual Paradigm Symposium to be held October 2013. I mentioned the year in case you're listening to this episode a few years hence, as they do. in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area before the real cold weather hits. It's not going to happen with 30 below. It's going to be in October when the weather is pretty much beautiful, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous up here. That is peak fall color season up here.
In fact, it was hot last year. You know, Scotty, I came up and we were hanging out in Scotty's garage doing all the maddening planning, you know, calling all the producers, all the speakers, all the different people, you know, booking flights for people. And here we had, I had been concerned because I'd never traveled up north to that part of the country before. I was concerned about the weather being cold, and it was like summertime out there. But with this beautiful fall color, it was absolutely beautiful. I know it will be again this year.
Yeah, it'll be amazing. If we don't have an early blizzard.
To meet Scotty finally, and also Nick Redfern, who I've never actually met face-to-face and had a chance to pick his brain
in person. You know, that's the beauty of a symposium like this, is that I just had somebody ask me just the other day, are you going to be broadcasting this on Skype? And I said, absolutely not. I said, with the technology we have nowadays, yeah, it's great to get a two-dimensional image of somebody and hear them speak, and you can put it on pause so you can go get a drink. I said, there's nothing, however, like, and I liken this to sitting at the feet of Socrates. If you have the opportunity to go sit at the feet of a great philosopher out of history, would you choose to go sit at their feet and listen, or would you choose to watch them on YouTube? For me, there's nothing like live. There's nothing like the face-to-face, looking into the eyes, hearing what they have to say. Now, maybe you don't know everybody that's on our speaker roster, or maybe you don't want to hear everybody that's on our speaker roster. You're interested in one or two of the speakers there. That doesn't matter. Sitting there beneath these people and listening to them speak is, and by beneath, I mean figuratively, not philosophically. You're sitting at their feet listening to them talk. That is the best way to experience this kind of thing.
I would agree with you. Of course, there's some people who, for many reasons, just can't attend.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we're going to be filming this event as well. And so, after the fact, there will certainly be DVDs that are going to be made available. You know, again, that's a secondary means to be able to experience this. But if you speak with anybody who was at Paradigm Symposium last year, I think what you're going to find is it was the intensity of engaging in like-minded seeking, for lack of a better way to put that. People who were there experienced being there with others that wanted to learn the same things or hear the same things, or that even had their beliefs challenged to a certain point. We even had some skeptics there. We had Bob from, and I can't pronounce his last name, Blaskowitz, I think is it? Yes, from the Skeptical Inquirer. And he came and was skeptical. And he asked some skeptical questions. Go figure. But he wants to be back this year. He thoroughly enjoyed the spirit of people there. And he said, you know what? I got a different view of the way some of you people think. And you're not all wacky people.
We have to ask this question, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. What does it cost to attend?
The cost. Okay, I was taking a long inhale, wondering if Mike was going to jump in there and give us an esoteric answer on that. I love listening to Mike, by the way.
You don't take Bitcoin, then?
No, we don't take Bitcoin. We don't take raccoons, chickens, or squirrels in trade. But the cost right now, there's three different tiers of tickets. We have the big, the bigger, and the biggest ticket. And the big ticket, this gives you access to all the lectures. That is $249 for that ticket, $249. You have the bigger ticket, which includes all of the lectures, plus it gives you access to the banquet dinner, which has the dinner theater style VIP panel discussion, where we have all the VIP speakers there on a panel at the end of dinner. That is $339. And then you have the biggest ticket, which has everything I've just mentioned, plus you also get access to it's the private VIP cocktail party on Friday night, where you get to come in and rub shoulders personally with these speakers. You'll get to see them throughout the event, but you won't have the chance to sit down with them and talk to them, share a drink with them, and really quiz them up close and personal and ask them your questions. This is, we say private, it's semi-private, in that there's more than two people there. So it's a semi-private affair, and there's a very limited number of the biggest ticket left. I think at this point we have a little more than a dozen of those tickets left to attend that particular facet of the symposium.
Now, so the pricing, I assume, is very much in line with what you spend for a weekend at Disneyland these days.
So pretty much.
Sure.
This is 4 days. You're going to be coming in Wednesday night or Thursday morning. The event starts with registration on Thursday morning, the 17th, runs all the way to between 4 and 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So you're looking at 4 jam-packed days filled with speakers. We have 18 speakers in total. And those 18 speakers also will have their tables there. You're going to have vendors there, as is the norm with a lot of these kinds of events. So there's going to be a lot to do right in a very compact space.
And we have to tell you, it does not come cheap to make up one of these events. It costs an arm, a leg, and a foot to pay the 18 people. They're not coming down there just for the heck of it. You got to pay them the airplane fare, give them the hotel rooms, give them some sort of honorarium. You got to rent the rooms. It's a big thing. It's a big undertaking. In fact, Chris and I have offhanded talked about a possible Paracast conference. But, you know, I'm half interested and half not. I'm interested. It would be a lot of fun. But we'd have to make a huge investment to make it happen.
Right? I will tell you, almost two years ago, when Micah and I started talking about this together on the phone, and I said, you know, we should do this this event, and this is what we should do, and the kind of speakers we should have, the kind of atmosphere we wanted to have. And it was really more from me. I think Mike is a little smarter than me, so he probably just chuckled at me. But I made this statement. I said, how hard could it be? I said, we just invite speakers, we get a hotel, and we throw an event and sell tickets.
Oh, boy.
And you're absolutely right. And I make no bones about the fact that it costs money to come here, because it costs money to make. It's like anything out there. If you publish a book with a publisher, they are going to charge money for that book so they can pay for that book. And if your book doesn't sell, they generally won't ask you to do another one.
And they will even give you a stipend called an advance ahead of it, assuming the book will sell probably about that many copies.
Exactly.
I used to do a lot of technology books, and they would always figure out almost to the dollar how many copies that book would sell, because the earnings would always be, you know, the book lost $15 or I made $100 at the end of the period before the next book came out. We've got Micah Hanks and Scott Roberts joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The reason I raised that, Scott Roberts and Micah Hanks with Gene and Chris in the Paracast, is because I think some people begrudge people from making a living and doing research. You know, how can they possibly charge for this? Well, sir, you know, here's the deal. You want people to work for free? Do you work free? Or do you expect to be fairly compensated for your work? Now, it's not the same thing as lying to make money. And of course, we don't want that kind of thing happening. You know, have people who will make up stories, not just deliberately calling it fiction, but make up stories, claim it's factual, hoping to be rich and famous. It is doing good work, attending these sessions, and it's a lot of time to prepare for one of these conferences, and not expecting a little bit of money out of it.
Absolutely. You know,
well, at least a break even. Along those lines, I mean, a lot of us, and I can't speak for everyone in the field, but I know quite a number of us, we're not in this to make money. We're in this to educate people and just out of a sense of curiosity. I think, humans are inherently curious, and some of us are motivated to really act upon that curiosity and then share the results of our research and in our process. And, for the first 7 years that I was involved, from 93 through 2000, I had so many requests for information prior to, you know, the internet, that I ended up publishing a monthly report that I sent out free to other researchers who were interested in enough to, in my work, to contact me and ask what's going on. And at the end of 7 years, it just got, you know, it got ridiculous, the printing costs and postage and everything that I just decided, instead of charging people for the information, I would just stop doing it and write a second book, basically. So, you know, if the motivation is pure and the means correct, I mean, these things do fly. And I really like your guys' vision for the Paradigm Symposium. I really think it's a very popular subject right now. And the collection of speakers you have, I just can't wait to meet, you know, quite a number of these presenters who I'm familiar with their work. And I think I'm going to obviously learn a lot. That's one of the things that excites me the most about going up there is it's a chance for me to expand my own knowledge base. And I think if more people thought along those lines, conferences like this would
have a much easier time meeting expenses and generating further interest and further symposiums.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the case can't be made entirely that, we should support these guys because they're serious about it. That's not going to be enough to make people go online and say, this is the event. I'm going to buy my ticket to Paradigm Symposium. But, the thing is that you'll notice that the kinds of researchers that we have at this event, whether they are, far on the skeptical end, like P.Z. Myers, someone who, again, I'm looking forward to getting to know and talking with just as much as, seeing you there, Chris, or Scotty, or Nick Redfern, or anybody else. The thing is that you've got a broad demographic there, and these are all people who, despite their, outlook on life or their background, they're serious about what they do. And, I never saw myself personally, maybe Scotty didn't either, as a conference promoter. I've worked to help with a few, conference promotions and things in the past. Of course, I'm always supportive of people who do it because I know the kind of rigor that goes into it. If you want to make a nice living, don't be a paranormal conference or an alternative conference promoter, let alone write books about this sort of subject. But, by the time I was in my late teens, I was very much steeped in the work of Ivan Sanderson. I was reading books by Ray Fowler and people like that. At that time, it was a dream to be able to be a person who contributed something to this field because I recognized it for what it was then, something that there was, just a grain. I mean, there was a wide variety of different approaches to the study of that grain of truth that had to underlie the mystery that was being presented, whether or not all of it is true. That's what drives me, and that's what I wanted to get into the field to try and do, was to study something that I feel is underappreciated, and I think that also there is merit to the study of. It is most often a labor, a labor of love. I know you guys know that.
I'll tell you about it. Hey, there are a few questions that we have from our audience posted at forum.theparacast.com in a place called the Question Bank. And I thought maybe, Chris, we'd have a few moments now to get to some of those questions.
Well, I do, and there are a couple of good ones here. I'm going to start with one of our latest additions to the Paracast Forum family. He calls himself Pierre. I'm not sure where he's from, but this is, I think, the first question he's asked here at forum.theparacast.com for one of our guests. And the question is actually kind of, it's being asked of you, Micah, but I think both of you might want to comment on this. What is your view on Eric Von Däniken, the headline speaker at, last year's symposium, in regards to him allegedly, I'm adding that word, faking evidence, exaggerating findings, and fabricating stories? I, for one, cannot understand how Von Däniken has seemingly lost little to no credibility in the face of these falsehoods being exposed. Now, first of all, that's kind of news to me, but in terms of him being caught red-handed, faking evidence, exaggerating findings, and fabricating stories, where do you guys come down on that?
Well, I'll jump in here first and allow Scotty to jump in just as well. That's a good question Pierre asks, and this is something, yes, that I'm aware of just as well. Von Däniken in the past, he's been criticized, and he's more criticized, obviously, in the skeptical circles for this than in the ancient astronaut theorist circles and the like. But, at the time that he was writing the book Chariots of the Gods, it is well known, and I think he has, said this publicly just as well, that he actually had done some time in jail, did not serve a full sentence. The reason why is because he had amassed a tremendous amount of debt that was incurred as a result of the funding that he had used for his research, for being able to travel and compile the information for his book. You got to keep in mind this was before the internet, and I don't think this excuses the fact that he was accused of and found guilty of wrongdoing around the time. But the point is that, without the internet and without readily available funding, Von Däniken may have gone about some questioning procedures. I think he had been a hotel operator at the time, and he had gained access to some funding that he used and then served time for purposes of misusing those funds, which he used to facilitate his research. Now, he didn't end up serving a complete sentence, and as I understand, that was paid back after Chariots of the Gods ended up becoming the incredible book that it was, and the multi-million seller copy. As a matter of fact, I think it's still a very good selling book today. Now, later on down the road, people had said that he had put forth a number of fraudulent claims. Some of these included also, I think, the utilization of artifacts and things that were presented in photographs in his books that may not have actually come from certain sites. One of the more prolific examples was an assertion that he had made, which had to do with the notion that bananas were actually potentially of extraterrestrial origin. Now, when he was interviewed in the 1970s by Playboy magazine about that, the interviewer asked Mr. Von Däniken, are you actually serious about the assertion that bananas come from another planet? And Von Däniken said, no, I am not. That interview is still available online. Of course, I read all of this before we put together the Paradigm Symposium. I think von Daniken literally said so much as the fact that sometimes I will include what are tongue-in-cheek references to things in my books that people at times have taken seriously. Now, if there are actual claims of fraudulent information being brought forward, that's one thing. I know in many of the cases, von Daniken had clearly been trying to make a very dry joke, and people took him literally. Now, from my own personal experiences, the night that Scotty and I met him at Paradigm Symposium, we went up and I said, Mr. von Daniken, it's great to meet you. And he says, no. You will call me Eric, because for the next 3 days, I am yours. I come here, I work for you. Thank you for having me at your symposium. And he was a very, very good person to be around. He's congenial. He was hanging out with the guests and the people. He was, and in his years, Scotty, how old is von Daniken now? He's got to be.
He's got to be 78 this year.
Yeah, I have to say he was one of the most, he's a true professional, one of the best people that we've ever worked with. And whether you endorse all his theories, I don't endorse all of von Daniken's theories, but I respect the man for the life he's put into it, the work he's put behind what he's done. You know, also for that wry sense of humor, which on camera with Prometheus Productions there at the event, I was happy to say I think a lot of people don't realize the brilliance in this man's research and at times, yes, his humor. So maybe that doesn't excuse everything he's ever been involved with, but you know, he's someone who, despite his background and his beliefs and whether you believe exactly what he does, he has put forth a lot of effort to produce, and you have to respect him for that.
May I just throw in here too, guys?
And you only have 30 seconds, so maybe we shouldn't. So you'll throw it in after we get to our final segment. And that
you
is,
got it.
I just think that if I understand what you're saying about his legal problems, it was a matter of maybe diverting funds to a different purpose than was otherwise intended. Is that it?
Yes, very quickly I'll say maybe that was unethical, but as I understand, he paid off his debts with the sales of the book after the fact.
Okay, fine. And hopefully he gave them a decent amount of interest. We have Scott Allen Roberts with Micah Hanks and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We continue with Scott, Alan Roberts, and Micah Hanks, and Scott had a comment to make as we continue on the final segment of the Paracast. Scott?
Oh, I was going to say, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but there were times in my life 40 years ago where I may have told a lie or exaggerated something, but it does not characterize who I am today and what I do today. Now, I was never out to fleece anybody. 40 years ago, I was just a kid. But with this is something that I don't like about this type of characterization of anybody, is to say that he either exaggerated something or he committed some act of minor criminal offense, misdemeanor type of an offense, or he had, or he committed something. You know what? If that was 40 to 50 years ago, I look at it this way. Again, I use a biblical reference. You know, the Apostle Paul murdered people before he was the Apostle Paul. So, you know, if you want to look at things in that light, everybody's got a past. Everybody's got things they've done. Everybody's got things that happen. If you dig up everybody's skeletons, maybe we'd all be on more equal ground. But I don't like the muckraking and the yellow journalistic approach to trying to create a big fraudulent character out of Eric Von Daniken because he did something in his past that was not, on the grand scheme of things, not all that big a deal.
Okay, Chris, any more questions?
Yeah, we do have a number of them. I just wanted to add here that you can say what you want about Eric Von Daniken. You can agree with him or disagree with him. But one thing that you can't argue, and that is that he really inspired and opened up, you know, the curiosity centers of millions of people, including myself here. I remember just being totally fascinated by the book when it came out when I was a kid. This is a question for Scotty. This comes actually from a woman. Her name is Alam Bombette. She's one of our more recent signees up at forum.theparacast.com. And she heard you on a radio show and a couple of them. And you mentioned that Hitler claimed to be the leader of a mass race, and this was all based on his belief that he was a descendant of these serpent-blooded kings. That's kind of part one. And part two, she says she listened to you on another broadcast on Before It's News, and you mentioned that Hitler was a member of the Thule Society, and she contends that he was not. So her first question is rather long, and I just paraphrased it. But what is this about Hitler's godlike claim to power? I mean, did he really believe that he was a descendant of some sort of serpent-blooded kingship line or something?
I don't know if Hitler claimed ever to be serpentine or linked to a serpentine bloodline. I never would have said that. He did. He was part of some of the movements, however, that had those at the core of their belief. As far as him being part of the Thule Society, it's a historical fact. They don't know if he ever attended a single meeting, but he was a member and a card-carrying member. And the Thule Society was what he reorganized himself into the National Socialist Party.
Chris, any more questions?
This is a question from Polterwurst, who's one of our main posters at forum.theparacast.com. And this is a question for Micah. I sometimes think there are two different singularities people are talking about, humanity merging with computers or individual people merging with each other to form a kind of spiritual superconsciousness. Do you get that too? And if so, which one would you prefer or subscribe to?
I do get that. I would prefer and subscribe to the latter. There are definitely two distinct kinds of singularities. One is the concept of a human singularity, an individual singularity, a spiritual kind of singularity, and people coming together, a consciousness shift or perhaps a paradigm shift. And then there is the concept of technological singularity, which is the one that is referenced by Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanists, which is something that is expected to come, Kurzweil says, around the year 2029, and that involves man and machine merging or, you know, more effectively, the production of artificial intelligence.
Okay, yeah, I would have to agree with that. And here's another one from Polterwurst. What do you think about von Däniken's claim that for a few weeks, I guess in the 80s, he lived with an alien energy life form which took the form of a younger version of himself? Now, that's news to me. Either of you want to
enlighten us
on that one?
Yeah, I'd never heard that either. Well, I don't know. It'd be more likely to find a mummy in an ancient pyramid, I would say, certainly. But yeah, who knows? Again, whether you disagree or you agree, our intent with involvement with von Däniken, and someone who is a human being I really enjoy being around, I hope to meet him again one day and hang out with him, maybe at a future symposium. But von Däniken is definitely a person who's made some interesting claims. Whether I endorse or believe all of those, I recognize him for the cultural impact he has had.
Yeah.
And there it is. And, you know, there is so much. We were talking earlier about mythology. There is so much, I believe, mythos that builds around these types of characters. You look at anybody who has a name in any of these types of fields, and you will find so much non-information about them or information that everybody insists is so. And when it really boils down to it, stories like this, who knows if it's even a true story or if it's something that somebody said about him? There's no way to know for sure other than to ask it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's news to me. I've never heard anything even coming close to that. And now that you mention it, boy, I sometimes I wonder the kind of stuff that's out there about Gene or about myself and other people. I've had people ask me some of the most outrageous things. Like, well, I heard you said this or you did this. And it's like, what? Where did that come from?
Gene, have you ever hung out with an alien?
Well, I cannot, of course, confirm or deny those rumors.
Jim Moseley, though, right? He would have to.
Yeah. I hung out with Jim Moseley for many, many years. I worked for him. We were close personal friends. And I have to say, if he was an alien, I hung out with him. Hey, guys, we have just a few minutes left, and there's a lot to wrap up with here. Micah Hanks, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff.
Absolutely. Well, there's, of course, my personal website, www.micahhanks.com, and every Sunday night I produce a program live on the KGRA radio network called, get this, the Micah Hanks Program. Books and podcasts and things are available there, and of course, a lot of your listeners already know about the Grailian Report, and that's the website that features a lot of the weird news and the ufological-themed things. There's a lot of information about me that you can find there, as well as the weekly Grailian podcast, which is downloadable on iTunes.com. People can email me info@micahhanks.com if they've got any more questions. And, of course, it's always good to be on the Paracast.
And, by the way, Chris and I have been on his show. Okay, Scott Roberts, where can we find more of your stuff? And you can give us a real fast plug for Paradigm Symposium.
All right. Well, you can go to my website, scottallenroberts.com, and see all there is to know about me. I have a new book coming out in October, releasing at the Paradigm Symposium, called The Exodus Reality, that I co-wrote with Dr. John Ward. And I also have a radio show podcast that airs immediately following the Micah Hanks Program on Sunday nights from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on KGRARadio.com. And you can see all about our book, the new book, at ExodusReality.com. Don't spell realty. You'll end up trying to buy a house somewhere in Syria. It's ExodusReality.com. Com.
I understand they have a special on those homes from Syria.
Yeah, you can get a home in Damascus really cheap right now.
Oh, yeah, especially after Congress completes their work. We'll know about that.
Don't get me started. You don't have any time left.
Well, we'll have to do a second show. That's going to be the PowerCast Political. And we haven't even come up with that yet because I just made it up. And, of course, we have the Paradigm Symposium. We have a link, by the way, to a lot of this stuff over at Paracast.com. I don't have links for everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any information when we talk about the show. It would just be a bunch of links. All right? Well, don't need that. Because
Paradigm Symposium is easy. Just go to ParadigmSymposium.com. And Mike and I both work with our own Intrepid magazine. You could go there, IntrepidMag.com. There's links to Paradigm all over that as well.
Boy, I've never had so many links in my entire born days. Chris O'Brien, where can we find more of your stuff?
Well, as we discover every week on the Paracast, we live in a strange planet. It's OurStrangePlanet.com.
All right. And you can find us at ThePowerCast.com. Once again, that's ThePowerCast.com. And you can check out all the episodes, every single episode of the PowerCast from February 2006 is available for download. Or check it from iTunes, but iTunes doesn't always list all the older episodes. We're also on Twitter as The PowerCast. And we even have another radio show called The Tech Night Owl Live, where I talk about personal technology, where I talk about Apple and Microsoft and Samsung and iPhones and Androids and all that stuff. There you go. Scott Allen Roberts, Micah Hanks, thank you both for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you again soon.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.